Well, good morning, 912. You're on the Mighty 690. It is time for another episode of Fry Bread Journeys. We do have your hosts, Chris Crane and Amy Dollar, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jalito.
Ocio.
Good to have you both with us. Hey, very good. Good morning. So, another episode here to start off.
I will. You know, this is our November episode on Fry Bread Journeys, and we want to thank Sten Jotti for allowing us to use his song, Greasy Fry Bread, for the opening of our show, and to our show's sponsors, Smile and Charlie Crane, I've been wanting to say that, and the Cooperative Credit Union right here in Coffeyville. And I was so excited when I saw you had the celebrity birthdays.
Oh, yes, and I knew you'd be happy about the first celebrity
birthday. I am, and it was a total coincidence. I did not mean to do this, but I'm wearing my Jimi Hendrix shirt today.
And it's his birthday.
So it's his birthday, so I'll totally get away with
it. You didn't plan that?
I did not.
That's amazing.
I was actually running behind. They make the joke Indian time. I was making that joke way before I knew there was that saying. I always called it Amy time. So I was running late, and I grabbed that, and I put my jacket on, so I always figured I could justify a t-shirt with the
jacket.
Look
at that.
Right? But now it's Jimi Hendrix's birthday, so big happy birthday to him. That is so very cool. And Bruce Lee, he was born in 1940, and we just watched Enter the Dragon last week.
That's why they were playing all this.
Oh,
I was just birthday.
Looking for something different.
I didn't wear my Caroline Kennedy t-shirt. It's her birthday, too, and it was a joke. I don't have a Caroline Kennedy t-shirt.
And we didn't get it in the birthday segment, but it is Coffeyville's own Sean Lickley's birthday. He turns 53. So
happy birthday,
wanted to mention
Sean. So, and we've also got in history, and I think that's interesting, today in 1895, Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel, his will left money to start the Nobel Peace Prize.
That is very cool.
He was the inventor of dynamite. And also in 1973, the U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of Gerald Ford's succession to the presidency. And the fun fact is, Ford is the only person to have been not elected to the vice presidency or the presidency. And it was a trivia question.
Oh.
We used that for the trivia night, and somebody said it was a trick question, and it's not. Agnew had resigned, and Nixon appointed Ford vice president, and then when he resigned, he became president. So that's kind of a neat little bit of trivia for you.
Which we were just talking about last week.
Oh, yes.
Anxious for.
And the last thing that's happened, since the last episode, Claremore had their Will Rogers, they called it Hats Off to Will. It was his birthday, November 4th, and they do a celebration every year. And I've heard me talk about the Pocahontas Indian Women's Club that I'm a member of. I really enjoy it. They're based out of Claremore. And got to go be in the parade, but they had a big celebration at the Will Rogers Museum. And just a little bit, the group started like 1899. It is the oldest organization in the state of Oklahoma, which is pretty cool. Their Cherokee Nation is a huge supporter of them. Most of the members are probably Cherokee.
And it comes up on occasion when I read old, which I mostly read on Sundays. I do old newspapers, but I do Oklahoma newspapers because Sundays when I do my own research. And it's always called the entertainment section, mm-hmm. is what I call it. But you see Pocahontas. And they would had it at different people's houses sometimes.
It was a social club.
So
it started out.
It was very.
And
very
then
cool.
It became more of a philanthropic type thing. They actually give out like 10. Scholarships every year for different, and it's women and men, I mean scholarships, but it's really, they do a lot of things, and they do a lot of, it's about perpetuating and keeping up the history and the traditions, and I think that's, it's just kind of cool, but they're a lot of fun to hang out with. I hung out with them at a CCO conference this summer, and that was just a lot of fun. So I'm going to give a shout out to their president, Celeste, and their vice president, soon to be president, Monta, and of course, Ollie and Stephanie, a bunch of the people that I'm friends with. But I got to go be in the parade. We all wore our tear dresses, and they had, because it was Hats Off to Will, we all wore different hats.
That is so cool.
And it was fun. And they had a little hat contest, but it was very moving also. They do a wreath laying on the tomb out there, Will Rogers, and it was just cool stuff. So I also had on here, I didn't watch it this weekend. Did anybody watch the Netflix movie called Fry Bread Face and Me?
No, but I am very, very ready to get to watch it. Did you watch it, Erin?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've had two or three people I saw on Facebook said they watched it. It was excellent.
I'm hoping to watch it with the girls.
So. I think I'm going to sit there and do it tonight. I'm just going to, or no, maybe not tonight. I'm going to see you tonight, James.
That's so. Right. Oh. Yeah, that sounds really, really, really fancy there.
Yeah.
No, we got a meeting for our radio drama.
Radio
folks.
Drama thing. Yeah.
But
meeting.
I know I got to talk to you guys about that after. But it looks very, the show looks very cool. I looked at the trailer on it and read an article about it. And
it's about a Navajo boy living in like San Diego, and he gets sent to his grandmother who lives on the reservation for the summer. And he's being made to herd sheep and everything, and he's got another cousin, and it's kind of about their relationship, or they build a relationship and a bond. So I think it would be...
And he's kind of a city kid, and he's wanting to go see Fleetwood Mac on tour.
Yeah, he's real obsessed about Fleetwood Mac,
and
I saw.
Yes, and that was... I liked reading that, and I was like, that is going to be very fun. And then he goes from being in the city where, Fleetwood Mac is readily available to being on the Navajo Reservation where they probably can't pick up a lot of radio stations. So I'm very anxious.
It'll be good. So we have, as our guest today, is Erin Lee. And Erin is the director of Indian Education Program for Coffeyville School District. November is Native American Heritage Month. And Erin has continued the tradition of bringing in Native dancers to perform for the elementary students. But this year she had them visit the Early Learning Center also. And a lot of you that know me, I used to be the director. Erin was my hand-picked successor here. I was so happy that she took... I am. I'm thrilled to death because you do such a wonderful job with them.
Thank you.
So, how many kids do they have in the program?
Sure. So we have... there's 402 that are in the Title VI program. We have 172 that are in the JOM program, which means that they have a tribal card. So that's exciting. So we've got a good group of students.
It seemed like in the past, though, that most of the students that were in JOM, Cherokee, because mm-hmm. of where we live.
Correct. Most are Cherokee. That's correct. And we've got lots of different tribes, but most are going to be Cherokee.
And the JOM program... The school district is administered through Cherokee Nation.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
Which is pretty nice.
Which is very nice. It is very nice. Got a good group of people that I work with for the JOM and for the Title VI program.
So what are some of the things you do with the kids?
Sure. So we have, for our elementary students, we have a after-school program Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. From basically right after school until 5:30, the students can come in. They don't have to have their tribal cards. They just have to have a Title VI basically a form. So we have after school program Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The students, they do different things. So basically this week we're doing turtle shells. So that's our
cool.
project. We do crafts. We do different educational things. Last week the week prior we did Thanksgiving crafts. So we kind of do that. They learn about our culture. We do a word of the week. We do, sometimes I have a YouTube video so they get to watch different things that kind of align with their project or craft, whatever they're doing that day. For the older students, Roosevelt and high school, we do monthly meetings. So they meet with the group once a week, and we go over any activities that we've got lined out, any questions, do some little freebies, some giveaways, and things like that.
So, and you sponsor both the high school and junior high.
Correct, yeah. We do both.
Tell me about the turtle shells.
Oh, the turtle shells. So they're going to be little rattles, basically, is what they're doing. You remember them.
I do remember them.
So it's just a hard turtle shell back, and then they put little beads and things in them, and then they have a little stick, and so it's a little turtle shell rattle.
A lot of hot gluing.
Yes, edges of the shell.
But I've got one. I remember because I made one, and I painted the shell black, and I did like a medicine wheel painted mm-hmm. that on top.
Yeah, and they get a design. They do different designs that they can.
And I wrapped my handle with leather.
Nice. Maisie has an empty turtle shell that's dying for.
I'm going
to have to learn how to. She might have to bring
rattle.
That to youth group and see if that can make that a project.
Well,
very cool.
So we know about the two grants that fund, and we know the Title VI is the one that's from. They're both from federal government.
Correct.
The JOM is mm-hmm. administered through Cherokee Nation, and the Title VI it's directly applied.
Correct.
So, are you going to have a float in the parade this year?
We are. We're going to do yes. I'm so excited about this, and as well as the students. So, Friday is it 6 p.m.
Yes.
6 p.m. is the Coffeeville Christmas Parade. So we're going to do a Native American float. We're going to have a teepee on the float, as well as we'll have the younger students around on the float. And then the older students are going to be the ones walking and handing out the candy. I felt like that was probably the safest. So we're all excited to do that. We find out Wednesday what our lineup is and where we'll meet and all of the things. So if you have a Native American student at elementary, junior high, or high school, please bring them. More details will come out on that on Wednesday once the chamber lets us know where we're going to meet at.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm so excited about it.
Very cool.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, and this is a program close to my heart, obviously, but I can't express how happy I am that Aaron's doing this. And there's a lot. I think one of the things I told you, the girl before me was Beth mm-hmm. Little Bear. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of things. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. So things have continued that you were doing, that I was doing, that Beth was doing, that were done before. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's pretty good deal.
Well, do you have anything else, any other information you want to tell us about?
I'm just trying to think. I mean, we did the Native American dancers the 17th, I believe, of November, the Friday prior to our break. We did that at elementary school as well as the Early Learning Center, and the kids loved it. They get involved in it. They do round dances, which is quite interesting at the Early Learning Center because they're littles, and so trying to, like get them all together is always a challenge, but it's so fun. They love it. It's things that they may
herding cats.
Yeah, it's basically, I think I heard that, herding cats. And then the elementary students, they loved it. We break it into two groups just because of the size, of course. And so they also get involved. Mike Pasatopa, he'll call a few students down. And so the kids get to interact with them and dance and learn a little tribal dance.
Was it Mike? Did Michael Paul come and drum?
Yeah, so it was Mike. Paul and Heaven, the daughter. They all three joined, and so Heaven and Mike dance, and then Michael Paul is what they call him. Yeah, he is the drummer, and this basically sings and drums. Yeah. So
that's a pretty good deal.
It's so fun.
They also performed at the beginning of the CCC Red Ravens game for Native American Night.
Yes.
A big shout out to all the Lady Ravens.
There's seven on the team.
Yes, and to all the Native, and I think a lot of them are starters, and they're all doing really well. And we have
Did you go to the game?
I did not. I listened to them on the radio.
It was not a shameless plug.
No, it wasn't. That's good though. But no, somebody had contacted me and asked me who it was that did it, and I said, "Oh, okay." And here's Mike's phone number and all this.
Well, in full disclosure, Nick said it was going to be Native American Night, and it was going to be a thing at the beginning of the game because that's why I listen to Nick broadcasts as a studio engineer. Yeah. So, but he didn't say that it was going to be dancers. I didn't know what all the dancers that it was Mike Pasatopa and their family until I saw it in the journal, and I sent that to you.
He did a hoop dance. Well, we're hoping the Coffeeville Community College, they used to have Native American scholarships, so we're hoping that this, I think they still might. I think it's kind of gone into like a little hiatus type deal, but I think they're trying to bring it back. So I know that's very helpful,
which would
because
be great.
I believe the program, at least that's what it was like. You start out Indian Ed, you start out the elementary, they move up to junior high, then they go over to you at the high school, and then hopefully we
they
can transition
get
them to go and transition to CCC.
Correct.
And that's a really cool deal for the community.
Yeah. That is. I like that.
Chris, I guess,
brought us goodies.
I brought a goodie. Two goodies.
Two goodies.
One I made, one Smile and Charlie made. Amy has had, I brought banana nut bread that Smile and Charlie made, and I brought a whole loaf for everyone here. You guys have at it, because you will love it. I'm not eating any. There's some for you there, Erin.
If Charlie had a bakery with this, he could make a mint.
Yeah. And I have had people ask for the recipe, and like I say, I don't give it out. Sorry. I don't give out the recipe.
That's good.
It's his mother's, and it is very good, so everybody needs to try some. The other thing is called, they're Scandinavian, and they're called S'more Bullar, I guess is how you pronounce it. Stop. I know. I was thinking about that NPR show.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday Night Live. And
I
was like, okay. S'more is like Danish for butter, and Bullar is balls. And butter balls. That's what they're called. And it was a lot of butter. It was a pound of butter and powdered sugar and then flour. I was telling Aaron about it, and pecans. Mm-hmm. And then after they're baked very low for like an hour, you roll them when they're warm in powdered sugar, and so they look like snowballs.
The inside looks like a pecan sandy.
I think that's what it reminds me of.
That's what it looks like. Well, that just went everywhere.
And they're both very good, and it reminds me of something you might find at IKEA, you know, the Swedish kind of stuff and everything.
Okay.
So. That's nice. That's very good.
Well, good.
Both are actually really good.
I will post the recipe for the snowballs on Facebook.
It is not as sweet as I thought it would be. It's really good. Like, I was afraid it'd be overly sweet.
The snowballs? Mm-hmm.
They're perfect. They taste like a pecan sandy.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't that much. It was, like I said, a pound of butter, and then it was a cup of powdered sugar, but then it was 4 cups of flour and a cup and a half of pecans. Literally, that was it, a little bit of vanilla. Don't add water to it. I'm telling you now. I read this lady said it was a disaster because it's all crumbly, but the idea is you mold them into balls, the butter will do it. And she had made a batch and thought, oh, it needed more water, so it came out like a dough.
Oh.
No, don't. She said it was a mistake, and I did not do that.
I will tell you, I typically don't like banana bread, and this is good.
Yeah, that's
so this is that's a big compliment.
You hear that, Charlie? You hear that, Charlie? Uh-huh. James is not a banana fan.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that don't like bananas, but I don't. This has got buttermilk in it. I know that. It's probably got a crap load of sugar in it. And I know it's got a lot of his mom made it with walnuts, and I don't like walnuts particularly, and so everybody's kind of adjusted to make me happy. I love pecans, but I'm glad everybody likes it.
Yeah, it's really good.
So I do have this month's fry bread recipe, and it is fry bread can be considered healthier, this is, because you cook it in an air fryer.
I am very, very excited.
I know, she's checking it out. So it's like a cup and a half of warm water and a tablespoon of dry yeast. That's something different too, the yeast.
Yes,
a teaspoon of salt and a tablespoon of sugar, and then a quarter cup of melted butter. And then it says 3.5 cups of flour, but don't use it all at once. So you mix the water, the sugar, salt, and yeast, and then you add your butter and you add the flour a cup at a time just until you get a nice dough. Mm. And you may not need to use all of it. And then you knead it on a floured surface and divide it into 7 pieces. I guess they could be smaller. Roll each piece out, and then you spray them with some nonstick cooking spray. And according to the directions, you place however many you can get in your air fryer, not stacking them on each other, and bake them at 400 for 5 minutes, and then flip them and do them another 2 or 3 minutes. They said it's much, much healthier. Not greasy. Sorry,
Sten. Have you tried it yet?
No. Sorry, I don't want to pull. You know why? You know the other reason? Because I don't want to pull that dang air fryer out.
Isn't that funny?
I've got it put up. We've got that air fryer, and I think I've only used it twice.
Well, I have a little bit of. I have enough of Riley's pork lard left that he made me that I'm going to the next time I fry. Well, I probably fry it at Christmas time. We'll make fry bread because we make Indian tacos at Christmas. So I'll probably do it. I'll probably use it, and then
I
know
you
that
can
does
use
not
the
sound
same
healthy,
recipe though.
But yeah, I know that does not sound like the most healthy, but that's how I'm going to do mine next time. But I will try. I will try the fry bread.
I mean, I don't think you have to use an air fryer if you want to just fry it. Fry it.
I mean, I want to try it, but I was thinking the next time I do it, I'm definitely. But I think I could try. Try that in between now and Christmas. I think I'll try and if I try it, I'll send you pictures.
Okay.
I'll put it on Facebook. We'll share it, and I'll tell you how it tastes.
Do you ever make fry bread, James?
No, I don't think I've ever actually made it.
Do you bake?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. I do have a cast.
Not bananas.
Get those bananas out of here. But unless it's this.
About you, Erin? Do you have any fry bread?
Yes, I do. I love to bake. I love to cook.
Erin, you turned me on to, listen, I don't mean to shamelessly, Woolla Rock. Do you remember that we talked about that last year? She went down for their Woolla Rock,
the
lights.
And the bacon on
and
top.
They had, but it was different every week.
It's a different, yeah.
Every week, so they have their nice little remodeled food place. And she said, oh, Chris, we went and we had the maple syrup and the bacon
on the fry bread.
Yeah, because
I've never had bacon
bread.
On my fry bread.
That's what they had.
I never had it.
And then you brought it to the Native Unity Gathering, and I made the fry bread, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie and I went the next week, and they didn't have, I said, where's the maple bacon fry bread? Well, this week we're doing, it was chocolate syrup and something else.
Oh, drizzle.
And pecans. And I was like, okay, well, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think, I hope they do that this year, because we go to Woolla Rock every year.
So did you like it? You like the maple?
Yeah. But I don't, and I'm not a maple syrup. I don't like pancakes, and it's usually because syrup is just too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought that syrup, and I thought, I know what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Maple syrup is a lot different than, like, syrup, like Griffin's syrup at the store.
Yeah.
And then, like, cane syrup, like, I like the, like, cane, like, blue ribbon cane syrup.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost got that molasses taste.
Yep.
Riley, we always really like that. That's my son, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a... he's the oldest, so I've spent more time with him than the others. But we, you know, I've spent a time with all of them. But, you know, he, we made a lot of food stuff together. And, yeah, we used to get that cane syrup, and I like that stuff. Yeah. That was really good. He always liked that and salt pork. So that'll be my next, I'll have to try fried bread with.
Telling you, if you make it, try bacon. Oh, it's good. Bacon and maple syrup. So if you make one, there you go. Give it a try.
Just lay it on top.
It really does, but they put that on, I've seen people do it on donuts.
Just a few, sprinkle some, you know,
a donut just fry bread?
Pretty much.
I mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, now we have some, we said last month that we might have, or I post on the Facebook page, we have some very exciting news to share with everybody. We don't know how many listeners we have. I hope we get more and more.
Yes.
But beginning in December, first of all, you need to understand the fourth Monday in December is Christmas Day. We are not going to be on Christmas Day. We're going to be on December 18th, the previous Monday. But we will be on for 45 minutes now because we have a new sponsor.
The Cherokee Nation.
Yay!
Yay!
We're very excited about it. We hope we'll be obviously talking. We talk about Cherokees a lot, probably more now. but we're terribly excited. We'll still be Smiling Charlie and the Cooperative Credit Union, but Cherokee Nation has also decided they want to get in on this too.
I love that so much.
Well, yes. I think it just shows how much Cherokee Nation is invested, not in just what's going on in Indian Country Cherokee Nation, but up out here with the at-large. They know that KGGF reaches a huge listing area.
And you can hear us in Tahlequah.
Oh, yeah. They can hear us in Tahlequah, all the way down to Texas, Nebraska, Kansas City. I mean, we're over in Arkansas and Missouri, too.
Yep.
So I don't know how far west.
Pretty much all the way to Colorado
really,
in some areas.
Really?
On I-70, because I-70 is a little higher, so it cuts out that first boring town out there, either Hayes or Colby, whichever one you come
the
to first.
First boring town.
Which one do you come to,
Lord,
Hayes or Colby?
Just
a long drive.
Yes, the last boring town,
but,
I guess.
But that's whichever one you come to first on I-70. But if you go lower, if you go on one of the more southern routes, you can pick it up a lot longer.
Sure.
And you can hear it in Piedmont, Oklahoma, until you pull into your garage.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. So the only other thing, but I think that's really cool that we're going to go 45 minutes, and we're so we'll have more interviews. We'll have more time to do interviews and things like that.
And tell stories.
Are we doing okay on time?
Oh, yeah, we're good. Yep.
Okay. I did put down the upcoming Christmas, Christmas community events. We know that this Friday, because Aaron talked about it, is the Christmas parade at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Go ahead, Amy. What else we got?
So right after the parade, we were going to have pictures on the plaza. It'll be downtown at the beginning of Christmas on the plaza, and you can bring your kids or yourself down and have your pictures taken in front of the giant tree with the Icy Bear and Anna and Elsa from Frozen. So we're
going to
have a lot of cold characters that night. But you can bring, you know, like I said, you can come down and get your pictures taken with the Icy Bear, meet the Icy Bear, and do the pictures with Anna and Elsa. And then you get to do all the other fun stuff, shop and
will that be going on Friday night?
Yes. You know how last year they had the Grinch, it kind of hung around the tree? It'll be the same, but with Icy Bear and kind of all things Coffeeville, you know, except for Anna and Elsa.
But will they be setting up the... What did they have, like pop-up shops and things like that?
Yes, all that will be going on Friday night and Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll have them on both days there. I saw you had the December 2nd stuff on here, which is very interesting. Because I forgot when James asked me last week, I was like, I'm not sure.
I think the thing is it starts the thing at 10, but then at 11 they have the band playing on the plaza.
Yeah, shopping opens at 10, and then followed by the city municipal band that will play at 11 on the plaza. And then December 3rd, the Coffeeville Friends of the Animals will be having their open house. It's a great time to get a gift for your children. Go get a dog for yourself.
Only get an animal if you're going to make that commitment.
Well, yeah, make the commitment. You're stuck with that dog till it dies, no matter how much it eats your furniture.
Exactly, because I see where some people, I saw a post somewhere that somebody said, you know, some people would get rid of a dog, they've had it for a year, and we're going to make room for a new puppy. No. You've made a commitment. That is their. You are their life.
You are, and I call that animal cruelty.
It is.
And but, you know, you could always foster a dog and decide if that's right for you as well.
And they would take any donations, I know that.
Yes.
They're always looking for food donations and blankets and things and cleaning supplies, anything down there. So that's a good thing to do. What's after that on the open house on the 3rd?
The 3rd?
That's your thing down there.
Oh, yeah. So you can start bringing your gingerbread creation down. The to the chamber, and we'll put it in the old Condon Bank Museum in there. You can start bringing it December 4th. We will take them until the 8th, then we'll do the judging on the 8th.
Well, I was worried you were going to wait, and it was going to be a long time, because I thought, how many gingerbread houses can you get in there?
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, it will be packed to the brim, but this is the first year we've ever done it, and it is open to everyone in the listening area.
That
is not just limited to Coffeyville.
Okay.
There is kids. We have kids, three categories, which is kids, adults, and experienced / professional bakers. Otherwise known as, I've done this before.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you were going to say experience, like just old farts or something like that.
No, old people
experience.
I saw on Facebook someone made a comment that they are going to be making a Harry Potter house. Harry Potter gingerbread house.
I feel like that's going to go. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're going to have an inter office competition. So we'll post pictures of those as well.
That'll be good.
You'll have to come down and judge, Chris.
Amy, you get extra points if you depict a historic Coffeyville landmark, right?
Yes.
So somebody can do a Brown Mansion gingerbread house.
Yes.
Oh, there's an idea for somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is all new for this year, right, Amy?
Yes. We've never done this before. We thought it would just be kind of a fun, easy, well, not easy for the bakers, easy for us. I thought it'd be a fun, easy event that would, you know, people could display their talents. It goes with the theme of Christmas, and it would, you know, just another reason to come and visit the Condon Bank Museum and check it out. You won't be able to see everything, because we'll have all the tables in there with the gingerbread houses, but it is a good time to celebrate, and we will have prizes. Hershey's is doing the judging. Someone from Hershey's will come down and judge at 3 o'clock, or at noon on the 8th, and then we'll announce the winner at 3 o'clock.
And going to the chamber, like you said, you go in there and check out the bank, but you've got a lot of items for sale in the chamber office
that
make wonderful Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm.
We do. We usually carry Coffeyville coffee, and which is available, you know, in the ground and the beans. And then we have Coffeyville coffee mugs, which is always a great go-to Christmas gift. And we have a lot of Coffeyville t-shirts. So we have several different ones. We have one celebrating Coffeyville being the home of the original IC. And then we have a couple that say Coffeyville. And then we have a couple of Dalton Gang shirts left. So diehard Dalton Gang fans, come get you a shirt.
There you go. And then what is this on the 6th? The library is going to have a craft. And then I found something else also. What is it called? Mudo, the karate place downtown here on 8th Street. You can contact Jesse Moley down there at 688-0326. They're having a kick-out leukemia for the Roberson family. The son, Landon, who's 7, has come down with leukemia. So you can contact Jesse. And I think they're doing, it looks like a kick-a-thon, a cornhole tournament, axe throwing, and there's a chili feed and fish fry. So that's on Saturday, December 9th. And it looks like starting about 9. And call down there and find out. That would be a very good cause.
It would be. I'm going to get a copy of that.
And I will. I'll give this one to you. And I do know that they're having some of it. If the weather's nice, it's going to be directly across the street in the that parking lot that's between, you know, I'm talking about the on 8th Street. That's owned by the Morgans, and they have the building. They bought the old Hasenplug building, and Sarah Best marking it off so they can use that for their little tomahawk throw thing they're doing. But a lot of things going on already. I mean, the Brown Mansion is starting their tours. Good Lord. Amy, can people buy the tickets for the chamber?
No, this year they are selling it right across the street. They are selling the tickets at the Dalton Defender Museum.
Okay.
So you can go in there. You do not have to pay admission. You can go in there and pick up your candlelit tour tickets if you want to get them in person. And you can also shop their gift shop.
Yeah, they have a very nice gift shop.
They do. With a lot of good, you can just stay downtown Coffeyville, get you a lot of good gifts to send out to everyone. Well, and it would be very nice. Or you can get them at CoffeyvilleHistory.com if you want to buy your tickets online.
That's cool.
How much are the tickets, do you know? Are they 10? 50?
How much are the tickets?
I can't remember.
You have to go online and look.
It's beautiful, lots of trees.
Oh, we have a Native American tree there this year as well.
You do?
Yeah, we have a Native American tree. The kids help decorate things that we put on it.
That's
very
neat.
Awesome.
I will tell you that they have, on Mondays at NAFI building at the Native American Fellowship, we have the youth cultural classes, and I think your daughter, Maisie, is down. They're doing today Reeves Woodworking. Mary Reeves. Yeah, she is. We're paying for the kids that come to the class to do little ornaments, and they're going to paint tonight. That's what their class is going to be tonight. I think, is Maisie coming?
Oh, Maisie does not miss it.
Okay.
I was telling Wendy, big shout out to Wendy who does the helps with the class.
Oh, Wendy Lansdowne's wonderful.
And I was telling her, I said, and this was like a couple days. It was on a Sunday evening, and Maisie was like, it was right before Halloween, and she goes, one more day before my youth group. It wasn't two more days to Halloween. It was one more day till my youth group class, but she loves it, and it is a very, and I noticed more adults are kind of staying. It's pretty informative, you know.
Well, I'm going to cut that. We're getting close to being done, so I want to say a little bit about our sponsors. First of all, I found out that credit unions serve to exist a specific field of membership. And it can be where they work or live, but I found out that anyone can be a member of a cooperative credit union here in town. The membership requirements are one of the following. You are a current or retired CVR employee, a person living within a 100-mile radius of Coffeyville, a member of the Coffeyville Friends of the Mansion, or anyone living anywhere who is a member of any recognized religious faith. So I think that covers about everybody. They're located at 313 West 9th here in Coffeyville. They would love to have you come in and learn more about them. And our other sponsor is Smilin' Charlie Crane. And he doesn't have anything he's selling, but I'm going to give you some information. He's a big guy. He's going to appreciate this. He's about 6'6". He should be taller. Born and raised in Topeka, he came to Coffeyville in 1978 to play golf at Coffeyville Community Junior College. He is the melting superintendent at Acme Foundry here in Coffeyville, and his favorite color is blue. And his favorite food, everything. So, big thank you, and in Cherokee, that would be Wado Egwa.
Wado Egwa.
To all of our sponsors, and we're looking forward to giving any information about our newest sponsor, Cherokee Nation, in the next episode, and we want to thank James and KGGF. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page. I am going to do a giveaway for December. Haven't decided what it is, but I will post something on the page.
And thank you to Aaron.
Wado, thank you.
Yes,
Wado for coming.
I have not heard Egwa.
Egwa is big.
Oh.
Large.
Okay, so I don't have to say Big Wado anymore. I can say Wado Egwa.
There you go. And so, and I did this on the nappy thing. We don't say goodbye in Cherokee. We say until we meet again, which is Donadoga Ahi. And I think that's kind of a fitting thing. So we've wrapped it up for this episode.
All righty. Okay. Sounds good. And then
thank
we
you.
Have
thank you guys.
Thank
you for having me.
Our new longer time next month.
Yes, 18th.
All righty. There you go. Well, that's another episode of Frybread Journeys. We have more Open Line on the way here on KGGF.